We wrap up today's show with a music pick from Tom Schnabel of KCRW in Santa Monica.
The other day, I got a CD by a Tunisian oud player named Dafer Youssef. I had heard him on other people's recordings. He records in Paris with a lot of other musicians there, but this was the first record that I had heard of him as a solo artist. It's called Abu Nawas Rhapsody, and it really captivated me. His oud playing, his beautiful vocals, very, very serene and yet very, very powerful. It's a strong artistic statement. He has a number of records out. This is the first one that I've heard of his, just out, Dafer Youssef. We're going to begin with a piece called Les Ondes Orientales, which means Eastern Winds. It's from his new album, again, Abu Nawas Rhapsody. A new album by Tunisian oud player Dafer Youssef with a trio, Tigran Hamasyan, Chris Jennings, and Mark Giulana, playing piano, acoustic bass, and drums. It's nice when you take the oud out of the sort of typical Arabic mode and put it in with a jazz trio. You get great results, as well as the fact that he is a very, very strong singer and really, really pulls you in to his music. Here is another piece from it. He has a three-part wine ode suite. This is a track called Mudamatan from the wine ode suite. Dafer Youssef, he was actually a student at a Quranic school in Tunisia, and he broke away. He went to Paris to make music, and he's been very successful there ever since. This is his latest album. Again, it's called Abu Nawas Rhapsody. Music by Dafer Youssef, the new album, Abu Nawas Rhapsody.
That was Tom Schnabel, music programmer at KCRW in Santa Monica. Remember, we're always online at theworld.org. That's where you can find out how to subscribe to our daily and weekly podcasts. The World is also on Twitter, and you can like us on Facebook. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Katie Clark. Thanks for listening.